on the weekend of July 23rd and 24th, Corinthian Casuals will be hosting the second edition of the Egri Erbstein Tournament. Celebrating one of football's great pioneering coaches, the tournament also brings together like-minded amateur and semi-professional clubs from around the world. After a successful tournament in Budapest in 2019, it's now the turn of Corinthians to host. And in these Broadway to Brazil specials, we're speaking to some of the clubs involved. In the third of our bonus episodes, we're speaking to Abdullah Mohamed, first team manager at Hilltop FC. Based in North London, Hilltop has its roots in the British Somali community and has had a rapid rise since being founded in 2005. This year, they're preparing to play Step 5 football for the first time, having gained promotion to the Combined Counties Premier Division. They also happen to be the semi-final opponents of Corinthian Casuals at the Egri Erbstein tournament. Abdullah speaks of his excitement about the game, the history of the club and its role in the local community, and some foreign adventuring of their own. Enjoy the episode. Okay, Abdullah, thank you so much for joining us. We're really looking forward to welcoming Hilltop FC. So, yeah, thanks for joining us on Broadway to Brazil today.
My pleasure.
I thought, as it's a new name into the mix, you could start by just sort of giving a bit of an overview of Hilltop FC. What's your story?
First of all, thanks for giving me the opportunity and the platform to speak to everyone that has been coming to this massive tournament that happens most of the times in around this area to discuss with you and give you information of how the whole Hilltop community and the whole Hilltop Football Club began. We were looking back almost 15 to 17 years ago, to be honest with you. Around 2005 is when the first initial of the club began, and the idea came from various young people that feel like their community has been left behind and they don't get regular football and all those kind of things. So it was run by young people. I was chosen by them anyway. So, and I'm still standing here so because I have the same vision that they had, which is to drive our community into the English system and hopefully make them become successful in terms of learning the platform, learning how to go through the channel of the English football and climbing division by division. So the people that started with me when the club was formed, now they are most of them the directors of the club. So some are running the media aspect, some are running the fitness side of it. So, you know, so various different roles that they took themselves as well. So we're getting new generation from the same community, keep going and fighting the battle to be successful in this English pyramid system.
Yeah, great to hear that you're doing so much in the community. And there's a link to the British Somali community as well. Is that right with the club?
Yes, at the back of our club, we represent many different Somali community within the United Kingdom. And every single year, we've got a lot of expectation in our community for this club to deliver. And most of the people from that associate with the British Somali community is using this club as a platform to build many other different communities that can't reach us. So basically, we've got people from Birmingham, we've got people from Manchester. So it's very difficult for them to gain access to this club. So they use this platform of how this club is set up and everything and try to do a mirror for our community. So we've got many different organizations just like this running in various different areas in the United Kingdom.
Great, great. I guess a lot of our listeners won't know much about Somalia and its relationship to football. Is football big in Somalia and among British Somalians in particular?
To be honest with you, Somalis are massive when it comes to football because they're like Brazilians, to be honest with you. Very skillful individuals. Downside is just mainly to do with the not enough being put into running the federation football side of it because they haven't got enough of the education background to understand how to run established football federation. So when it comes to the actual community and actual players, they are very talented and they play very skillful players. So to be honest with you, in the English system, they don't allow us to flow into our own traditional style of football. But when we do go to abroad and all these kind of areas, for example, I'm the only one that's left behind at the moment, but majority of the players are now in a competition that's starting tomorrow in Toronto, North America, Canada. So we have a large fan base community there where expecting at least minimum 2,000 to 5,000 coming to watch our game, and semi-final, final, we get up to 15 to 20,000, all of the whole Canada and America, everybody coming together. So all of our players are out there now doing pre-season there, getting used to that heat. I'm about to join them on Saturday. So when we go to those kind of competition, we're allowed to express of the style of football that we want. But with the English system, it's very difficult for because of the condition of the services and condition of the weathers and all that. So many of the players, you don't get to see their talent how you want to see them. We're the junior version of Brazil, that's what I was going to say, in terms of skills of footballs and all that stuff. But yeah.
That's a nice way to describe yourself. Yeah. And, you know, if you guys like Brazilian football, then there's a whole story to tell with the Corinthians and their link to Brazil, which I'm sure we'll talk about in the clubhouse at the tournament.
Definitely.
Wow, playing in front of 15 to 20,000 is quite the warm-up for the Egri Erbstein tournament. We were talking to our Hungarian friends who are saying they're used to playing in front of nobody and are looking forward to the crowds, whereas for your players, it's not going to be so much of a novelty.
Well, do you know, sometimes the atmosphere can overtake them, so it all depends. You can have 15,000 to 10,000 crowd, and some of them are just not putting any effort into the game, so it could just make it look like 10 people, 15 people watching it, you know, and then you get some great fans that is passionate about sports and you can hear their voice loud, you know what I mean? So it all depends on which area you go to and how much impact fans can have on the game. So we look forward to it. The reason why we look forward to it because the quality of the pitches and all those kind of things out there are quite amazing. So we wasn't going there because football-wise, I don't think anything is better than when it comes to this country, when it comes to football ability-wise and clubs that is run structured properly and everything. So most of these teams are coming to play against us and to see how our club is run and everything. So we're like a special guest down there. So hopefully we can represent what we go when we go out there to the standard that everyone is expecting us to be. So the fans is great. They cheer you on. They want your T-shirts and all those kind of things. So, and as you can see, one news that goes out from our social media, everybody's jumping on it. You know what I mean? So we're out there as for our community, and we're a big fan of football and World Cup and all those kind of things is what we look forward to. And you can ask 70% of the country either supports Brazil or they support Italy. It's just one of those two things.
Yeah, interesting. And tell me more just a bit about Hilltop and the level you're playing at now. You mentioned you're fighting in that pyramid. I believe you've just gained promotion, is that right, to the combined counties?
Yeah, do you know what it was? Our biggest setback for football has been because of the disruption that we had in terms of the lockdown and all those kind of things. We could have had 5 years back-to-back promotion starting Middlesex County Division 2, then Division 1, then Middlesex Premier. And then Middlesex Premier, when we was about to win it, that COVID thing just happened and the community just like been hit hard. So it took us a while to get back into our mood, into football or anything like that because the amount of loss of that we had in our community, which some of them, it was quite hard to motivate them to come back into football. But if any of those disruptions didn't happen, we'll probably be very high at the moment. So our only downside this year was we was top of the table for almost probably 6 months out of the whole season. So we was doing a fantastically great job in combined Division 1, and everyone knew there was not a level and we should have been higher kind of thing in terms of how we play football and everything. And because of our faith background is Muslim, 90% of the club, what the issue was, the last month of the season was Ramadan. So therefore, everybody was fasting, playing in that heat and everything. So this is the most loss that we ever picked up in the season. So we had 9 games. We joined 2 and we won 2. And the rest was lost. So that's how we lost the title. And we're going into a playoff, just finishing Ramadan. We're going into playoffs. And the mood was down by everybody. The whole camp mood was down. From leading 70% of the season and going to play playoffs and all that. So everybody's mood was kind of a bit low. And to bring them back up again, it took a lot. Because we had about 200 to 300 fans in the final of the playoffs that came into cheering the community, sorting out. You got family, kids running around. You got a lot of moms that come in to watch their own kids and everything. So it was quite fascinating to see all of that. And from where we started and we connecting the whole community, not just one area, the community in the whole London. So it's like, it was quite fascinating. I was emotionally shocked, and personally I felt like I let the whole community down for the club not winning that playoff final and going through extra time, 5 minutes to go for penalty shootout. Hey, football is cruel, but yeah, that's a cruel way to lose a game. But
We've been there. The Corinthian Casuals have lost their 2 playoff finals on penalties, so we know about it.
Oh, boy. But yeah, so if there was not any that many disruptions happening in football, we could have kept the same group of players together, because some of them were very experienced players and some of them were quite young. So because of the lockdown and all those kind of things, some people lost their jobs, some people have family issues and everything. So couldn't keep that same squad, because we would have probably been 2 seasons that was being locked down, we'll probably been where we are or above where we are by now. So yeah, well, we're going to go back in again, hopefully. They took too long to announce the us getting promoted and everything. So it's very hard to retain some of those players back again, but we will see where it goes, and we'll see how this preseason in North America brings in more attention to our club, so more players should be coming joining us, hopefully.
Sure. So just so I'm clear, you lost that playoff final, but you were promoted through another means, is that right?
Yeah. Sorry, I should have explained in more detail, but yeah. So we lost the playoffs final. So another team that came down from step 4 to step 5 folded. Did not want to continue, and they didn't want to leave no gap, so they were taking people that lost in the players final, which happened to be us. So yeah, I don't know, people say, well, that was a luck. Me, I'll say by merit we shouldn't been there time ago, because we shouldn't even got to the playoffs final 7 months at the top of the table, and due to miscommunication between ourselves and the league about the religious faith days, and we should have told them in advance that we can't play these days, and or if you could give us evening games when we break our fast, and I mean, there could have been something that we could have done differently. Hopefully going into this season we're looking to do those kind of things, adjust those kind of faithful religious days and all those kind of things.
You won't hear us tell you that it's lucky, because we got promoted in the exact same way. one of those playoff finals that we lost.
Yeah.
It went on that exactly the same situation. A club folded, and they promoted the losing playoff finalist with the best points per game, which was the Corinthian Casuals that year. So yeah, sounds like a really similar story in some ways between Casuals and Hilltop.
I told you we play same football, same story, yeah, same background. So
yeah. Yeah, brilliant. So where is it exactly you play? What's your ground situation? What kind of infrastructure you got?
First of all, we're based next to the National Stadium, which is Wembley. So that's where we're based in as a club-wise. That's where all the operation and everything happens. But because there's not enough space that we can take out and develop ourselves and put more effort to ourselves, so we have to go and share with Middlesex Stadium, which is all the way down in Ruislip, west of London, and we have to go and share with a team called Hillingdon Borough, and it's quite hard sometimes when you have to share with some team that's in the same level as you, and then we started 2 divisions below them, catch up to them and go above them. So it makes the things more difficult, but it's a lovely family that owns it. So they make us feel very welcome and don't judge us or anything like that, because sometimes the difficulty with these grassroots football area, wherever area you go, if it's not yours, they will try to make as much as money as possible from you.
So yeah, good to have the support there. And in terms of support us, you get people from all over the Somali community coming to see your games, is that right?
100%, and we don't just attract our own community as well. We get because they love the football that we play. We manage to get more fans on the way as we're going up the climbing the pyramid. For the final, it wasn't even just most of our community was there. It was just more like every other community that was there. We had the Moroccans, we had the Arabs, and we had all the people that knows how Somali play football and it should be played at this kind of level, and we should be entertaining a lot of people like that kind of thing. So yeah, so it should be cracking. I just can't wait to see what this tournament brings and the level of energy and level of fancy football that we always watch on TV can be seen in grassroots, basically.
Absolutely. And the opportunity to play for some silverware, a trophy at the end of it. I mean, is there, have you got in your young history, have you got any silverware to Hilltop's name?
No, we've been there's many leagues that we just won when we're getting promoted every single.
Of course, all the league wins, yeah.
Yeah, so and we got the Middlesex County Cup, we got the London Junior Cup, and all those various different cups are all in the cabinet. And most of our community that we travel to abroad, we all those medals are in the cabinet. So sometimes it's by the luck in it. So some cups, you don't lose no game, you don't concede no game. And that one goal that you can see that just causes you the whole cup. So yeah, we've been there. We've seen all those kind of drama, late dramas and all those things. But hopefully it should be a good turn up. Let's see how much we can promote it to get more fans and more people to show up to the competition in July.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. I mean, did you know much about the Corinthian Casuals before you were approached? Are you familiar with the name?
I know about the club. One of our biggest supporter is one of your media guy that comes to our games all the time. So Stuart Tree, and he does some fantastic pictures. One of the best guys we ever met in grassroots that comes to most of our games. I think this season came to us 6 different times. So not a lot come back, but he enjoys football and he's always got one collie with him that goes with him to every pitch. And they're fantastic.
Andy
the cameraman or something. The cameraman, yeah.
That's the man. Yeah,
mate, these two together should be awarded every year something, because they just go, and the amount of grounds they go to, the amount of pictures they pick up, and they make anything look beautiful. Amazing, amazing people.
Yeah, I agree entirely. Andy and Stu are good friends of the podcast. We consider them part of the Broadway to Brazil family. And Stu pretty much does win something every year anyway. He wins like Program of the Year, or he wins, you know, Non-League Photographer of the Year. And it's incredible. It's incredible what those guys do.
I call him Ant and Deck, like, kind of thing, because they come together, like, you know what I mean? So they would just walk into your ground and they're like, hey, we're here. I'm like, yep, go through, no problem. You know what I mean? And then by the end of the night before they go home, you're thinking, how on earth did they catch up or like all these great images? I'm thinking, you two are just amazing together. But yeah, hopefully, let's hope they're both there. Innit? So it'll be great to see them, because all the kids love them and all that stuff. Our community turn up to be a big fan of those two guys anyway.
Excellent. So when the club did approach you, just before we started recording, you said you're known as Last Minute FC. You're doing everything at the last minute. So you're a last minute addition to the tournament. Why did the opportunity to take part in this tournament appeal?
Do you know what it was? The whole idea of how the club started, and it's like a mirror to our club. Like, it's like a community foundation club. It's got purpose where it started. It's got purpose where it wants to go. It's got an aim and everything like that. So that's the passion that got me to say, you know what? Yeah, these people, they are similar to us. They're doing a similar thing in an English pyramid. And it's more like a community kind of thing. So that itself sells it itself. You know what I mean? So that's what attracted us. Even though we had games scheduled that day, we had to move that game to 7:45. So after we played them, we still got another game at 7:45. So I had to move something around in order to say to myself, I was there, I witnessed this tournament. What a pleasure to play it. What a pleasure to take part of it, yeah.
So is that on the Saturday? You're playing a semi-final and then you're playing another game in the evening?
7:45 at Haringate Borough Football Club. So, yeah. So it's a matter of finish your game. You got 2 hours, 3 hours to take a rest and go for some massage and stretch and go kick off another game 7:45, yeah. So we got the squad, so let's go see how it works out. And then come back on Sunday to play, hopefully, the winners. You know what I mean? We don't want to say runners-up position, but yeah. So that's the plan, yeah. That's the plan.
Amazing stuff. Yeah, and in terms of what can we expect from your team when you're down here, what style of play do Hilltop like to play?
Well, I can't give too much information about what style. But
well,
yeah,
of course not.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say in terms of football, it should be more flair. It's a fast-paced game for us because you should be expecting more fantastic players. First of all, they're lovely to talk to, lovely to approach people. They're not physical. We don't play no physical football. We are against physical. We don't like the ball going in the air as well. So hopefully more on the gun, fast-paced game. It should be good goals, isn't it? That's the plan.
And just finally, you're presumably going to be there to win it as well. You're going to be wanting to lift that trophy.
I wanted to make sure that we show what we're made about and hopefully we get that opportunity, the W that we're coming for. But most important is the whole occasion. You know what I mean? The whole community atmosphere, getting a lot of community together and taking part of it, bringing team down from all over Europe. That's quite an amazing job that you guys are doing all the way from Sheffield. Unfortunately, the team that we had to take their place was coming from America. That's a fantastic job that you are doing, and you inspire a lot of community like us to do something similar like that going forward, because it's quite a great job you're doing.
And we've got you to come south of the river.
You don't know, it's a majority of our game because we're affiliated to the London FA. So most of our games, we're used to that side, but we don't like anything from the south, to be honest with you. Because our record of winning is not that great on that side of it. But hopefully we'll turn around, definitely.
Well, you've got Corinthian Casuals in the semi-final, right? So so we'll make that the North v South South battle.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's definitely. It should be a cracking game. Can't wait to get to the final. Sorry, my Brazilian fans, but yeah, we're not coming there just to take part of it, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Absolutely. Look forward so much to welcoming you guys down there. And thank you again for coming on the podcast.
No, thank you for your time. And hopefully for all the listeners, thank you for tuning in as well. Looking forward to see you there. Great atmosphere. Great day. Brought to Brazil, in it. So, yeah, let's go. Let's go. Let's get in.
Excellent stuff. Cheers, mate.
Take care. Bye-bye.
So thank you to Abdullah for his time and enthusiasm for Hilltop's visit to the Casuals. Look out for the final of our bonus episodes, which we'll be releasing after the tournament, in which we'll reflect on the action and speak to the Corinthian Casuals' new manager, Tony Reid. Once again, the tournament takes place on the weekend of July 23rd and 24th. Weekend passes are available at a bargain £15, which gets you into four matches. To book your place and learn more about the tournament, head to egriherbstein.org. This episode of Broadway to Brazil was produced, edited and mixed by me, Yarek Zava. Dominic Bliss is series co-producer, and our title music is by John Forrest.